My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's Off and Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Appreciate everyone checking us out there. The big story today is that Dan Quinn stepped to the podium in Ashburn, and that was scheduled 2 o'clock. Hey, Dan Quinn, day after game press conference, or, you know, 2 days after game in this particular case. Cool, cool, cool. They got a walkthrough this afternoon. And by the way, he said this.
He went through the whole thing. He didn't miss a beat. Hit the targets that, you know, we had put in front of him. You know, we talked about the practices against the other teams, the games. So he's ready, and he's earned the right to do that. He's really put in the work while being surrounded by some excellent teammates here. And in that case, I wanted to make sure I singled one of them out. In a perfect scenario, a young QB would, you know, have a leader to also learn from. But perfect rarely happens. But we do have that in Marcus Mariota. And him sharing 9 years of gold with Jaden, I think, has been something that's really cool for us to see. Rookie QBs usually don't get that, and we do. And when QB rooms are special, that energy can be felt throughout an entire team, and we have that. So really cool to say. So apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today, but Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback.
And thus, we have some different storylines for the day. Thanks, Dan. Could have done this for us later in the week when it's a little bit more of a lull. Opposed to the first show we all have after game. No, I'm just kidding. It's not Dan's responsibility to program our shows. It's ours to stretch that content throughout an entire 2 weeks before we see Jaden Daniels play again. We'll actually have the debate later in the week of whether or not he should play during the rest of the regular season or the rest of the preseason. But I think that there is a little bit of misconception about this process. And I think what is happening is people are confusing the inevitable and the predetermined. And I was listening, I will at them directly, not in an effort to be confrontational, but just because I am not trying to subtweet anyone, if you will. I was listening to Grant Danny on the way in, and they were talking about how, oh, they could have done this in April. When they drafted him, like this, they could have done this in the spring. Why did this take so long? And this wasn't a competition. There's no, what are the benchmarks he had to pass? And the reality is this was a competition, but don't confuse the inevitable outcome, which is Jaden Daniels was going to beat out Marcus Mariota for reasons that became very clear very quickly, or for one reason that became very clear very quickly, with that this was predetermined and there wasn't a competition. This is different than last year. Last year, Sam Howell took every single one rep that there was from the spring through the summer all the way until he was benched for Jacoby Brissett, and then Jacoby hurt his hamstring and Sam went right back in there. That's not what this was. Marcus took the first one reps of the spring. Marcus started as the technical one. He was given ample opportunity to win the job. He didn't, because the one overriding factor that made this outcome inevitable is Jaden Daniels is the better quarterback right now. Again, don't confuse that with not having a competition. Technically, if I play LeBron James in one-on-one, there would be a competition. Now, whether you can pick the score, you can pick whatever, you can pick anything, and as long as the rules are, hey, we're playing one-on-one, it's competition. Could you give, if we're in a game to 11, could you give LeBron 10 points? Because it's like, hey, it's inevitable that you're going to win anyway, so we're just going to make this shorter for everyone. You could, but that's no longer really a competition. Actually, you can make an argument the other way, that to make it a true competition, you'd have to give me 10 points to make it even remotely competitive. But the idea is that, like, it's fair, and you let the skill level determine the outcome, not any special rules, not any restrictions, not anything. This was a competition. Jaden Daniels, in said competition, beat Marcus Mariota badly. Now, do we all realistically know that Marcus isn't here to win the job? Marcus is here to be exactly the guy that Dan Quinn complimented him on in that soundbite we just played. Someone who has made Jaden even better. So Marcus helped Jaden beat Marcus in the competition, because that's why he's here. It's why Brian Johnson must have gone to Adam Peters and been like, I know the guy that I want to bring into this quarterback room to mentor whoever we draft. I saw what Marcus Mariota did with Jalen Hurts last year, and I think he could be really valuable for whether it was Jaden Daniels or Drake May or J.J. McCarthy or whoever else they may have been considering with the second pick, Caleb Williams, if he fell. Ultimately, it wound up being Jaden, and Marcus, for a lot of reasons, including play style, is a tremendous resource for Jaden Daniels. But he's not someone who's nearly as good of a football player. And I don't think any of us anticipated it being this definitive. I don't think, one, that Marcus would be this far behind as a player. There's just, like, frankly, I don't have a better way to say it. Marcus was not as good as I thought he would be in practice. I knew that he would be up and down if he gets into a game. And there's part of me that thinks Marcus is probably a better game player than he is a practice player. And that's not saying he's awesome in games. It's just, the out-of-structure stuff is kind of where he's been better, because he's a special athlete and can run. But I don't think, on a much more important note, that we expected Jaden Daniels to be this good this quickly, to be this efficient, this fastidious, this decisive with the football, this ridiculously accurate at an NFL level, have this understanding of defenses, to put in, I mean, I think we knew he had a great work ethic, but to figure out how to harness that work ethic into productivity this quickly is special, and it is rare. And that's why he won the competition, not because it was predetermined. Because I can tell you right now, there is zero chance he's starting if they don't think he's ready. This is a group that is very much doing long-term thinking. And you can say, oh, this was decided the second they draft him second overall. That he was going to be the eventual starter? Yeah. But they want him to succeed. And if they did not think that he can succeed, no matter how bad Marcus Mariota is, frankly, or was during training camp, whatever, if they didn't think that Jaden Daniels was ready, that he didn't have the ability, the skill, the knowledge, the processing speed to go out and not only protect himself, but succeed, to stack good things, and for when the bad things happen, to have the understanding to learn from them, they wouldn't play him. Because that's how you ruin quarterbacks. But he does, and he is, and thus he's QB1. But this is not last year. This is not, oh, Jacoby and Sam are going to compete, and then Jacoby never gets a single one rep. This was a competition. Jaden Daniels won that competition decisively. He won it decisively, frankly, weeks ago. But the thing about being process-oriented is you run out the process. And seeing him against New York and seeing him against Miami were the final stages in that process, and there is no reward. You don't get to start the season with 15 points on the scoreboard if they named him the starter 15 days ago. There was no reason to do it. And I think the way this group operates, they are relatively drama-free, and that if there was media trying to stir up stuff, why haven't they named him? Then people are just going to look at you sideways as consumers, as listeners, as viewers, as readers. They'd be like, Who cares? Like, yeah, we all know it's going to happen. There wasn't drama. And yet it was delayed longer than it had to be. But had to be is a relative term. Yes, it's been pretty clear for a long time. Jaden Daniels, starting quarterback, duh. But it happened because he did not only beat Marcus Mariota handily in a competition, but because he passed all the tests, and you cannot pass the tests, including the Dolphins joint practice and game, until you take them. These were the final tests. He passed them. Jaden Daniels, QB1. Your calls next on that, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Then Michael Phillips joins us to talk about it all at 5 o'clock for Not My Beat. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.